a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Transfiguration has just occurred in Mark's Gospel, witnessed by Peter, James, and John, the apparently privileged disciples so often at the side of Jesus when significant events took place. Once again, they were there. And as they descended the mountain with Jesus, they came upon the others engaged in what seemed to be a futile task, healing a young man possessed by an evil spirit. Today we might say he had epilepsy or another disease that caused such convulsions. Then it was thought to be the work of the devil and perhaps a punishment from God for one's sinfulness. As the disciples gather around the boy and try to cast out the spirit, they realize their own powerlessness. They just can't seem to help the boy. So the boy's father turns to Jesus and pleads with him to heal his son. "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus immediately retorts, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." And the man, desperate by now, cries out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." It's about the power of our faith, isn't it? Maybe as much or even more than about the power of Jesus to change our lives. We are not passive recipients of grace. We are active participants in the healing process of not only our own lives, but the lives of those who are close to us. The healing mission of Jesus is a partnership. We who claim to be his followers are called to work with Jesus by offering not only our own efforts, our own gifts and talents, but also our own faith, as weak as it might be. That feeble thread of faith that we cling to is what ties us to the mighty cable of God's power working through Jesus. When we pray, do we say, like the man in the story, if you can do anything? Or do we say with gusto and courage, I do believe as much as I can, even in my own weakness. I do believe, and I offer you this fragile faith as my part in the salvation of the world. Take it and join it with your power to create a whole and healthy universe.